This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I became aware of this lady. A month and a half ago is when we first connected, and I have been paying attention to her ever since. She is very dynamic on the social webs, and it's been fun to see how she's out there communicating. We might talk about that a little bit later in the show, but say hello to my guest, Tori Williams. She's an associate broker with Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter. Tori, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Todd. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. You know, before we get into our conversation, much to talk about, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tori Williams. I'm an Atlanta native. I was born and raised here. I've been practicing real estate actively for nearly 10 years. I've worked through the height of the market, the burst of the market, and I'm still here for the natural rise of the market that we're going through right now. I am a team leader of a small group within Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter called the All Access Group Atlanta. We pride ourselves at being the most accessible to our clients, since getting agents to answer their phones consistently tops the list of things that consumers want to get from their agents.
Yeah, accessibility is such an important thing. I have worked with a lot of realtors over the years, and that seems to be overlooked by many of them. So
it's a top complaint.
Oh, is
agents,
it really?
Agents don't answer the phones.
Oh,
by
darn,
the National Association of Realtors.
I don't even understand. Why would you not answer your phone? That blows my mind. Tori, our audience is obviously familiar with Keller Williams, but tell us a bit more about Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter.
Sure, Todd. So Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter is one of six offices that combined are considered the Rawls Group. We are the number one company in Atlanta right now by sales volume and have been leading the industry for several years now. Our location, the Atlanta Perimeter office, is right across the street from Perimeter Mall, so we have access to everything Dunwoody. We have agents who work other areas also, because we're right there at I-285 and Georgia 400. So we have agents who work north, south, east, west. We have access to all areas of Atlanta, basically. So it's a prime location to have a real estate office.
Outstanding. Well, we've talked, obviously, about the accessibility and how that sets you all apart. Anything else that sets you guys apart from the competition out there?
Yes. Well, me and my team personally, I know that during the downturn, I did something that a lot of agents didn't do. Some agents were pretty shocked by the market burst. But I pretty much shifted very quickly to working with asset managers, banks, valuation companies, and shifted over to the distressed market, which is where everyone went eventually. And the key point there is that my experience working with valuation companies allowed me, or afforded me, the opportunity to learn how to price property on a level that no other agent can do. I can pretty much price property in my sleep, and that's very essential and critical for buyers and sellers. And I don't think that a lot of agents, be it old or new agents, have that experience where they're working directly with the banks and coming up with the value of certain properties.
Well, hearing you say that, yeah, it sounds like it would be an obvious and very important skill, and it surprises me. Well, maybe it doesn't surprise me that many realtors wouldn't take that step. And that was the big difference for you in terms of continuing to thrive through that market downturn, mm-hmm. Yeah?
They did. And they eventually got there, but I was able to adjust very quickly. Gary Keller, one of the founders of Keller Williams, he projected that the market was going to shift. So he actually put out a book called Shift and warned us during a big conference that the market was going to shift. So a lot of Keller Williams agents were prepared. I was certainly prepared, and I shifted quickly.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. probably explains why you continue to thrive in a big way today. So
absolutely.
Walk us through some of the kinds and the types of homes that you currently sell.
I work only in residential. I do not do commercial real estate. So I sell residential homes, single family detached homes, and single family attached townhomes and condos. Right now, my concentration is Dunwoody in the area code 30338 and 30346, where you have some condominiums there. So my favorite homes to sell are condos and townhomes in Dunwoody, simply because I just like that customer. Townhomes and condominiums are priced a little bit lower, so you get maybe that first-time home buyer that can fit into that introductory price range in Dunwoody without breaking the bank, whereas you know, if you're looking at a single family detached home, you're looking at starting off at $400,000 just to get in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you've got other things to factor in, like schools and whatnot. So I really enjoy working condos and townhomes in Dunwoody.
Yeah. And you also do some, spend some time in Brookhaven too, right? That's a hot market.
Yes. I actually love Brookhaven. I had a little battle, you know, Dunwoody versus Brookhaven, and Dunwoody has actually won out right now. The Brookhaven market in terms of agents is a little saturated, but I started my career at Keller Williams at the Brookhaven office at Town at Brookhaven, which is an awesome community, awesome multi-use complex where they have dining, a Costco, apartments, condos. They have everything over there, including Cine Bistro, which is a nice cozy little movie theater where you can dine.
Including me, because that's where I live.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay,
so
well, that's
I'm very fond of that area, obviously. Yeah. All right. Tori Williams will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, I'm back with Tori Williams, Associate Broker with Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter. All right, so any special or particularly noteworthy homes you'd like to talk about?
You know, Todd, the last time we talked, we were talking about a fabulous stately estate that was listed, multi-million dollar property. But this time, I spoke earlier about being in that first-time home buyer price point to get into Dunwoody. And today, I want to mention a property that's over in the Cambridge Estates community, which is off of Mount Vernon in Dunwoody, 30338, a very precious family. And this property, I mentioned that the introductory price to get into a single-family detached home is around $400,000 in Dunwoody. This home is priced just below that, which is the most amazing thing about this home.
Wow.
It is a renovated, completely renovated, built in 1970, completely renovated split-level home. They've done a luxurious master suite with a shower. They've done a luxurious master bathroom suite, and it has a shower with a seat that you can sit down in.
Oh, those are great.
Yes, and it's, I mean, hardwood floors throughout, a screened porch, southern charm there, and the landscaping is professionally done. It's just lush landscaping, fenced backyard, everything that you would ask for in Dunwoody, it has it, and it's listed at $390,000.
$390,000?
Yes.
In Dunwoody.
That's a single family home in Dunwoody. That's in Cambridge Estates off of Mount Vernon. It doesn't get any better than that.
It really doesn't get any better than that, particularly if that's the part of town you want to be in. That's
correct.
I might go take a look at it. So, all right. Well, that sounds really great. We'll share your contact info at the end here so people can contact you about that. Any other communities you want to talk about?
We talked about Dunwoody already. We talked about Brookhaven. Right now, I've got a sweet tooth for Georgetown at Perimeter Walk. Is again in Dunwoody, 30338, right off of Mount Vernon as well. It's right behind the Crown Point building.
Okay.
It's right behind. You have the Crown Point build towers.
It's a great location.
It's beautiful. So social media, we mentioned that earlier. I've got a picture where the Crown Point towers photobombs Georgetown. if you like the Brookstone look, that's what they are. They're multi-level townhomes connected. Most of them have patios, balconies, gated, very secure, and I'm really loving that community. Again, in the first-time homebuyer price range, $200,000 to $300,000.
That's a great price point for that location.
And it's in the $200,000 to $300,000 price range.
That's a great price point for that location.
Love it.
And it sounds glorious. So
yes.
Any upcoming events we should be aware of?
Well, Todd, since I last talked to you, I have actually fulfilled the requirements to teach real estate courses here in Georgia.
Wow.
So I am going to start off with what better than a social media in real estate course. And I'm going to have the dates for that. And when I give my contact information, people can contact me for the dates and times of that. But yeah.
Boy, I know about 10,000 realtors that would benefit from that course.
Some people don't
get it.
Tell us
about the course bit.
The course is going to be held here in Atlanta, probably at my Dunwoody office. And it's basically going to tell agents how to engage people without overkill selling them. Buy this house, buy this house, buy this house. People don't want to know what you're selling. They want to know about your life. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know that you're not perfect. That's what I do via social media. I give a little bit of personal, a little bit of business. And, you know, sometimes while I'm showing property You may get a shot of my toes from me taking off my heels after my clients leave. And people tend to gravitate towards that more than someone who blasts the intranet with buy this house, buy this house, buy this house. And I want to get agents to understand that people do not like that and that they can definitely turn their business around by giving the consumers what they want to see.
Well, I would definitely call you a Jedi master of the hashtag. It's amazing to me. I mean, talk about the most compelling and easy way to organize dialogue on the social web around a topic. But so many people do it poorly. What's the secret with hashtags? How do you make it work for you?
The secret is that you have to hashtag things that other people are hashtagging, one. Because people who are into hashtags, they click on the hashtag and see who else is talking about that topic. So, for example, I was in Miami and I'm eating dinner and in the river, you know, where they go up before they go out to the ocean. So this Van Dutch boat goes by and it's got SS Groot on the back of it. So I'm like, that's a cool boat. Somebody's got to know something about that boat. And I hashtagged something about the boat. Mm-hmm. I hashtagged SS Groot. Dave Grootman is the owner of that boat. He is the owner of Live, the nightclub that's very popular in Miami. He, in Miami or wherever he was in the world, got that hashtag because it's his boat. And he actually, in the middle of the night, I'm waking up and I've got messages from Dave Grootman. So just connected, and Dave Grootman and P. Diddy had a crash, you know, a friendly crash on the water. So now I'm connected to Dave Groot, who's the owner of Live in Miami. Not saying that he's going to call me up. I did make the offer. But to hashtag, you just need to be hashtagging things that other people are hashtagging so that those in that community will definitely get your message. If you're hashtagging long, drawn-out messages that no one else would think to do, you know, you don't know my name, it's Tori.com, hashtag, you know, no one's going to hashtag that.
Right. Well, it's amazing because that little bit of effort has connected you to a realm of people that you would have never otherwise connected to. And that's the point that most people miss. And as I said, I've connected with you about a month and a half ago, and I have seen your approach. I see you mostly on Instagram is where I interact with you. And the old Gary Vaynerchuk, kind of the jab, 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 right hook. The point there is, yeah, it's a lot of interesting, helpful content that demonstrates and shows humanity. Correct. And that you're a real person and an approachable person and interested in things other than selling homes.
Correct.
But then, boom, you'll put out something of relevance to someone who may be looking for a home. There's a lot of realtors who would say, oh, that's not worth my time. But your practice at this and how you've honed your skills, they're generating referrals for you.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Todd, I am, due to my hashtags and my information, like you said, I'm posting random things here and there. And then, you know, maybe last week I posted something, you know, people are out here looking for foreclosure and deals. And I posted a post that listed the stats on that. Well, only 7% of the inventory in Atlanta right now is foreclosure. So I will put out very relevant, very time-sensitive information and statistics about Atlanta real estate. And so when I hashtag real estate, I hashtag Atlanta real estate, I hashtag a lot of different things, and I'm reaching people all over the country and in some cases all over the world. I have people in Brazil who follow my, you know, everywhere. And so as a result of that, as it turns into business, I've got agents from California who say, hey, I follow you on Instagram. You're a great inspiration. I love, you know, love following you. I've got a client who's coming to Atlanta. Can you help them?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, I talk a lot about my business and my career path and where I came from and, you know, how the 10-year path has been. So I get tons of people who say, hey, I follow you on Instagram. You're such an inspiration. I want to get into the business. How do I do that? And I'm able to help them from right here in Atlanta. Last week, I communicated with a girl from New Jersey. She passed her test and we are going to set up a meeting to have her meet with a Keller Williams agent in New Jersey. So it's turning my business around. You know, if you go on social media, it's all about followers. I don't have 20,000 followers, but all of my followers are organic. None of them are paid for. I'm close to, I think, 1,600 right now, which is small in social media world, but they're organic and they're engaged.
And so, that's what matters.
Exactly.
That's the other mistake most people make is that they have to have 20,000 followers just because
they're
think
not
that's
engaged.
But it doesn't impact your business if they're not engaged. So
exactly.
All right. Well, Tori, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter? And where can they learn more about your course?
Sure, Todd. Well, in the spirit of the All Access Group, you can always reach me on my cell, which is 770-820-3639. My website is www.realestatetori, spelled TORI.com. And we talked about Instagram today, so I'll give out that social media site, and you can link to my Facebook and Twitter from there. And that is realestate_Tori, TORI. on Instagram.
All right. Tori Williams, Associate Broker with Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter. Tori, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me, Todd.
My pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of my guest, Tori Williams, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.